This week on The Droids, we're talking about the Book of Boba Fett. Coming December 29th, we finally get our first look at the series, the trailer for the Book of Boba Fett. We're going to break it down, and there's a poster too. So much to talk about. The droids are in person. All of this and more on The Droids.
What?
Welcome back to the Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. Alongside Chris, Ryan, and Sam, I am Mike, and here we are, for the first time in nearly 2 years, in the same place to record a podcast.
I'm sorry.
The noises and echoing.
We have two
bar.
Mics. I'm using one to do my ASMR channel that I started.
That's why you're always making those sounds while we do it remotely.
Sorry, just... Go on, Mike. I'll record this throughout, and you guys...
Okay, all right, cool.
I'll separate the audio tracks out.
Can we make money off of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to my OnlyFans where I do ASMR in the nude.
That sounds like something that could, you know, if it was Star Wars themed, it might do
it well. Could yield it some well. Fiscal benefits.
That'll do it.
You know what? It's been quite some time since we've been together. We've been together in a non- official Star Wars podcast way for the droids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here we are. And I think...
The last time we were together, I said, was we started a pandemic accident.
Yeah.
It was, I believe, March 8th, 2020.
Yeah. When we were recording in Wuhan.
When we took a trip out.
Yeah.
It was truly right before the pandemic. We did not start. We should also say, as always, that we are all fully vaccinated, lest we would not be in person together.
Correct.
Some of us have had double doses.
Yes. Triple.
Some of us have had double doses. Some of us have had triple doses. Chris may have had even more than the doses.
Who knows? At this point, I don't want to say a
Chris
felony
went
on
into CVS and said, give me the works.
It's sort of like a Bacta tank, right? You've been in a Bacta tank this entire time?
I got my med packs full. We're good.
Yeah. They said to Chris, what do you do for... He ripped up his vaccine card. They said, you can't do that. And he said, I just did.
They said, sir, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that?
Well, it's been a long time coming, but it's the return of old Sam. Sam is back with us and in person. Wonderful to have you here, Sam.
Wow.
Sam, what have you been doing in this Star Wars pandemic?
Well, I've missed you all, and it's good to see you again, children.
Sam's working on his reel, and I'm...
I've been doing very little Star Wars-ing. Most of my day is filled up with little Ewok care and work. Look, I get a lot of my droid content through you guys on the text chain that we have going. You've generously kept me in the fold, kept me looped in.
Right.
I watched two of those episodes of Visions.
Hey,
really like that.
Cool. There you go.
That was terrific.
Yeah, it should be said, Sam entered the quarantine without a baby.
Uh-huh.
And you dirty dog, you left the quarantine with a baby.
Founder.
Yeah.
Foundling.
The stork made a visit.
It's been really, really good. What else? I'm excited to watch Dune. Haven't seen that yet.
Very
That's
good.
Star Wars adjacent.
Saw that.
Playing Metroid Dread, that's spacey.
There you go. Lots of sci-fi out there.
You know, speaking of Dune, though, I mean, it is very relevant because not only was George Lucas inspired by Dune, by the novel, the visuals and the actual costuming of this movie version of Dune clearly were inspired by Star Wars.
I believe it is.
It all comes circles.
It's
going to
keep going.
It's a weird circle because something that originally inspired content is then inspiring the next thing.
Yeah,
I will find
the
something.
The snake is eating its tail.
I'm gonna show you guys a picture, and then I'll we'll
if
post
it's Charlie
it.
Bit my finger, I've seen it.
Oh yeah, pull that up.
But Frank Herbert, who's the author of Dune, wrote a short story first. You know, prior to that, or maybe after, he was writing short stories, and there's like published art that is very clearly like that's a Wookiee. Like, that is Chewbacca so on like, the cover, right. You know, as one of the creatures he created. No, so there's definitely a lot of cross-pollination.
No spoilers for Dune, but it's like when they're like, use the way. I'm like, okay. Where'd you get that idea, George?
It does put up a pretty interesting question. If Dune had been made as a feature right before Star Wars, because when did the Dune come out, the one that was...
I believe it was 82.
Yeah.
So David Lynch made it instead of Return of the Jedi.
So, exactly. So, if, say, Dune came out first, was made by David Lynch, and was maybe a little bit more crowd-pleasing in some ways.
Sure.
Could it have had the influence on the culture that Star Wars has had?
Based on the movie Dune that David Lynch made, I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Yeah.
I think it's also that Dune only came out because Star Wars came out.
Fair.
So I think it's... The cycle already was an alternate reality. Yes,
where
Dune came out.
And maybe it was made by George.
Like, oh.
There's this book I really like, and I was thinking maybe we could use the voice. I don't know.
I mean, it all takes place on a sand planet.
Yeah. The similarities are there.
Yeah. And then when did Kevin Bacon and Tremors come out? Was Tremors a little bit after that? I think it was midnight.
Tremors was just a little bit after that.
Just a little bit after that.
It begs the question, if Tremors had come out before Star Wars, would we be doing
Tremors?
A Tremors
We'd be all throwing dynamite in the desert.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot to talk about with the Book of Boba Fett. There's, of course, our final five chapters, Light of the Jedi, coming right up.
We're going to cover that. We're going to close out
We just ate a lot of pizza, so don't be surprised if you hear a lot of like... Sam just blew wind in my face. The first time I felt another person's breath on my face in the last 2 years.
We're all vaccinated.
Are we shutting it down?
It's over.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Oh, boy.
Right
out
of here.
Yep.
Of course, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, DroidsPod, Droids Podcast. We know where this is going. The Fallen Order playthrough on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's actually what Sam's been doing.
Yes.
He's been taking notes on your Fallen Order playthrough so that when he actually has time to play the game...
Yeah, when you got to do this?
He will go and play it with all the knowledge of your playthrough.
I also said, since we're all in my apartment, that after this, I'm going to make you guys watch me do a full playthrough.
If you guys go to fallenorder.droids.blogspot.io,
you can find
my annotated bibliography of all of Ryan's moves. It's been thrilling to go through. I can't find this picture. Don't hold me to it. So listeners, take that with you.
What is
it? Just imagine.
I still don't know what you were looking for.
He bites his finger and he says, "Totally." That's it. It's fine. It's funny though.
Yeah, it hurts and it's still hurting.
So the Book of Boba Fett trailer. November 1 was when it came out, and that is, just under 2 months before the premiere of the show.
Right.
We've talked about how we literally know nothing about this show until now, and I would say after the trailer, we still know basically nothing.
Maybe less.
Yeah.
It really is. The things that I took away for it was that Boba Fett probably is going to be made into being the good guy.
It seems...
Yeah, it feels like it has to be.
It also seems like Temuera Morrison puts the helmet on, and then John Wayne's grandson...
Where
he's in the suit.
I think, exactly. He looks oddly like the Mandalorian. I think what we're gonna see is he's gonna be the anti-hero, but like has a moral code that's always. He's not gonna kill. He's not a bounty hunter anymore, right? That's
so what
he said.
Saying is he's Disney Plus.
He's Disney Plus Fett. Yeah.
I mean, look, we all reacted.
Thank you for the message from our sponsors.
Go on Twitter at DroidsPod and let us know what you think. Ryan's drinking, and whoever gets beverage and brand correct will get
they get the R2-D2 Lego. We've been trying to give away.
There you go.
That's how you get the R2-D2.
There you go.
The full
that's
R2-D2
good.
Lego.
I like that a lot.
$150 value, not available anywhere else, I don't think.
Guys, so rarely do I have Sono, okay? I'm treating myself.
Or anything.
That's really good. I like this
game.
That
limits it. So unlimited guesses, also.
Look, if you send in a guess, you get in the R2.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes.
But he's Fett Plus.
When we all watched the first, episode 8 of season 2 of Mandalorian, when Boba Fett appears, we talked about the level of like, all right, we're just going to have him gratuitously beat the shit out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That felt like what a lot of the fans were clamoring for.
Yep.
Right.
Obviously, we'll still see some of that violence in this series.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I kind of was torn by it. I'm like, okay, so now he's going to be the good guy who's trying to set things right. Or, as you said, the begrudging, respectable person in the
world. Yeah, it seemed like a lot of, I have something that's mutually beneficial for both of us.
Yeah. Right.
Thing.
But if we cooperate, we'll make even more money.
But the fact that he comes from the Mandalorian, like, now we know the family history of, like, the Mandalorians, and, like, how, maybe he's trying to, like, bring his family back together, right? Because then we piece that all together that he is actually Mandalorian.
I think he said he isn't, though. His father...
I think I think there was something...
Django stole the armor.
Oh, right, right, right.
I think they made them... Wasn't there something about... No, I thought... I was with Chris that it was, like, they were maybe made, like... Honorary, like,
oh,
yes,
that it.
That's
yeah.
it. So maybe
like, they
he's
were
gonna try to like bring the tribe back,
whatever tribe
code that
yes,
they had that was
exactly. So maybe his ultimate crime goal, so it might be not always legal means how to do it, but his ultimate goal might be it's family. So he might be trying to bring
and
back.
This is where we find out that Boba Fett is the long lost third cousin of Shmi Skywalker.
Exactly.
So we can get all the way back to the Skywalker.
That's right. That's right.
Didn't
yeah.
we think
Boba Palpatine?
That feels to me like it's actually though like Katee Sackhoff's storyline, right?
Sure.
Like
yes.
Bo-Katan's.
Oh yeah.
Like who I think is going to be a character that we're going to see more.
Sure.
I think probably in the Mandalorian,
yes.
not necessarily this Book of Boba Fett series. And I think that that's going to be... That's her storyline.
Sure.
As I think I see it, obviously I don't know anything, but like that feels like she's the heir apparent who should be restoring Mandalore, bringing
yeah.
the family back together.
Yeah, I could see that.
So, here's the thing that I don't know how to feel about this show or how to get excited about this show. I think there's a big thing happened post Rise of Skywalker for me, which is just like... We had something new and like branching off and building off of the original series with, you know, the sequel duology. And then we had a film that came back and like swung the other direction and seemed to be like high on, you know, references and fan service. And that's kind of what also happened then in season two of The Mandalorian.
Right.
And it's... I can't gauge like what people want. I
yeah.
know that if classic characters don't show up, they're like disappointed that it's not connected enough.
Right.
And I know that if classic characters do show up, there's, you know, fans who complain about them not being honored properly. And so I'm like, how's this show gonna hit? Like, why is this the show?
Yeah. Well, because there's a piece of it that's like, why are you doing the Book of Boba Fett if old characters aren't showing up?
Because
it's like you could have done the Book of
Din Djarin.
Yeah. Like,
which is what we had going.
Yeah.
So it's like a thing where obviously it's going to be... Also, like, Robert Rodriguez is making it. You know that it's like kind of his swing at kind of being like, I'm going to tell all the Star Wars stories that I wanted to with my action figures. And that's like fair, but at the same time, it's like...
Yeah.
Cool. Like, I mean, I saw the trailer. The trailer's cool. Like, I'm excited for the show. It's not, like, a Boba Fett show is not, like, something that I needed to happen, especially, like, in this iteration. You know, like, when Josh Trank was going to make his Boba Fett, like, movie.
Yeah.
It sounded a little more interesting because it wasn't literally, like, old
Boba Fett.
Was it
Mangold?
What was both?
Was it a Trank script?
I'm like, that sounded like a Boba Fett.
Yeah, it was kind of a...
I'm very excited.
Right, because at least it's like a...
Logan?
It's also like, I imagine it was supposed to be a Boba Fett movie that like wasn't about old Boba Fett.
No, I think the rumor was it was him chasing Obi-Wan in the desert, was the rumor that
was. The interesting thing is, if you look at Logan, it's kind of a Western. And if you look at The Wolverine... It takes place in Japan. There's a lot of like samurai, you know, sort of film reference. So,
what you're saying is a lot of Star Wars is owed to Wolverine. And
I think that if you look at what Hugh Jackman's filmography led to, we could clearly
see
where
it was,
Star Wars is influenced. You know,
what I'm saying
Sam
is
has
if
a bunch
Logan
of
had come out in 1976, before Star Wars, would we be having a Logan podcast?
Logan. There's no other form of time travel except for one VHS or DVD can go back in time, and it was Logan. And George Lucas was the only one who had it.
Yeah,
and he said, "Wow, like sci-fi and a Western."
Logan.
Wow.
He
said, maybe I can make this, like, oppressively sad. Like, where, like, the claws really have nothing to do with it.
It's just...
I have not rewatched that movie in theaters. I bought it immediately because I was like, that was such a visceral thing. And then I was like, too sad.
It's a really good movie it truly is a very good movie, very emotionally resonant, that you're truly like, is this what we needed?
It's a bummer. Yeah.
That's why we just watched Ford versus Ferrari. We're yeah. like, okay, this
is yeah, I want to watch Matt Damon hit Christian Bale with a baguette.
Give me the vroomies. Give me the vroomies.
Give me the vroomies.
Chris, you got some hot boba takes? Some hot fresh?
I wonder, so they in the trailer they say like...
Spill the boba tea.
There it is.
Oh, tapioca
you know, fat. You know that's how. I have that in a little fried tip, yep. They, they, in the trailer they mention, they say the underworld of Star Wars. I feel like they've been trying, like they had these 45 or whatever scripts for Star Wars Underworld. That are fully fleshed out and made, but George Lucas always said we never had the money to make them, or the technology, which was probably
which is probably
money.
Neither of those things yeah. is true, because yeah. that's the one man yeah. who had both the money and the
so
technology.
So now they have this thing called the volume, which can just, you can make anything out of anything, and then kids on YouTube can make all the sets for them, apparently, because you could, anyone can make a set on this thing, and so... I wonder.
Anyone. Even you. Even you. Out
listener.
There listening right now.
So I wonder now. every episode he's walking over glass. So I wonder now if they're borrowing from those scripts through all these series. Like, is the Andor series going to have some of those elements? Is this going to have some of those elements? I wonder how much influence. Because they always say, like, George Lucas, on some of these Wikipedia pages and IMDb and mm-hmm. Cosmic Book News, they list him as a writer. So,
sure.
So they know something.
Yeah,
it makes you wonder if we're getting like all of the scripts from Star Wars Underworld just in like really
yes.
much less interesting locations that we've seen already.
Exactly.
Where it's like instead of being like the underworld of Coruscant that we hadn't explored yet, it's yeah. just like Tatooine again.
Yeah, exactly, which is already its own underworld that we see.
Does this entire show take place on Tatooine, you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
yeah, because I don't think he has his ship anymore. Oh, wait, he does have his ship.
He does have a ship. Because Mandalorian was one of us.
Right. I don't know why I like thought that I kinda...
makes you wonder how big is that ship, because it kind of changes how big it
yes,
is sometimes.
It does.
Yeah.
And also,
I think it's bigger on the inside. I think there's a Doctor Who thing going on.
There's a Doctor Who thing going on.
It's a Whovian.
A Whovian cruiser.
But I wonder. Yeah, I just wonder where they're drawing the inspiration from, and then the fact that it's coming out so soon probably means it's all in one location too.
Yeah.
Well, that's yeah. But I will say, I think in the trailer,
technically all
and
of them are in one location now. It's in the volume.
Well, it's in the volume. Yeah, exactly. I heard that they got mixed up in a few scenes from the Book of Boba Fett take place in Gotham City.
That's what I'm telling you.
But I think you know, the volume has always been kind of very clear. Like, to me, I'm like, oh, that looks like it was shot in the volume.
Yeah.
This trailer, most of the stuff, there were a couple of scenes where I'm like, oh, that in the background, that probably is just the volume. But it looks pretty good.
It's looking
good.
Like, yeah.
Like, yeah, sure.
At the beginning, it was a lot of, like, yeah. they were on, like, an embankment of rocks. And yeah, then, like, behind them was a sunset. Yeah.
I think it's starting to get better, and they're figuring out ways to make it even more seamless, which is exciting to see. From the community...
I'm so glad that Jon Favreau invented the...
he really is the greatest innovator we've ever known. But the addition of the Jabba's former crew in that scene made me think that this is going to be a lot of... I still think we'll have flashbacks. I think there's going to be... Boba is dealing with his new role of leading this former contingent of Jabba's people. And within it, we're going to see old Boba Fett stories that help inform, kind of like a Lost,
sure.
you know, a little flashback.
Yeah,
I
could
see that.
This is how he helps learn about what he's doing.
I could see. It's not going to be like Family Guy style flashbacks.
No, not like 3 seconds.
Remember when we had to dress up like bosom buddies?
He's no
like...
good to be dead.
I think it would make a lot of sense that, you know, he might remember being a young bounty hunter in Jabba's midst, and here's this other crime boss that now he knows how to manipulate because he was around during the time of Jabba.
He's going to remember that.
Wonder if we'll have like a flashback to like little Boba Fett walking in on Jango Fett and Mrs. Fett.
But there isn't a Mrs. Fett. He's a clone.
Okay, Jango Fett, Jango Fett.
I wonder if he's gonna have a flashback, and then they're gonna do like a re-edition of his flashback where he talks.
Would they de-age Tamir Morrison?
Yeah.
Like if you're thinking flashbacks, are we gonna? Or would we just not see under the armor?
Or who's the kid?
Did they get the kid with that cool hair?
The kid was in the
Attack of the Clones.
I believe that the series, though, is also hiding something. There's some... Every one of these shows has had kind of a little set piece. There's a reveal.
I think Paul Dano's going to show up. We haven't seen him yet in the trailer. Paul Dano's probably in this, right?
Colin Farrell is unrecognizable in this trailer.
Matt Smith's in it.
Matt Smith is the spider.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think there's something that this is going to kind of tie together. Maybe it's the Obi-Wan series. Maybe it's something else. I don't know. I
still have my hopes that the Obi-Wan series will be similar to how... Okay, so Visions has been the first thing, I think, in like the Disney Plus era, or even somewhat the Disney era, that's felt like really different. Sure. Last Jedi to me felt very different, but it was so connected that it did feel like a continuation story. Visions to me was like, wow, this looks and feels different. Maybe Resistance, but again, that one I never grabbed me. Visions, I was like, this is cool. This feels like new, different Star Wars. I hope that with the talent they have on board for Obi-Wan, we get a little taste of that. I hope, honest to God, I hope that the Obi-Wan series does what the prequels did the first time around and kind of like throws us for a loop and makes us go, does this feel like Star Wars? Right. I don't know. And then we come something to love it. New. But you know, maybe it won't go that far, but I hope it's not like, I hope it's just not part of, because if they all start getting connected on the Disney Plus series, it's going to make them all feel so small to me.
I agree.
I have a feeling that Book of Boba Fett is going to be one season.
Yeah.
Book of Boba Fett was, Robert Rodriguez was doing his episode, and you know what? I could do 8 more. And they're going to have...
He came in, like, probably 10 times under budget.
Exactly.
I feel like they're going to do...
And boy, does it show.
He's shooting.
It's a weak episode.
8 standalone missions.
Yeah.
You know, they'll maybe connect because they're just all in the same place. But it's just going to be like, here's some fun stories, and then they'll move on. I wouldn't put it past them to connect Obi-Wan in some way to Andor, to connect it back to Mandalorian Season 3, but into the overall series. I do think Book of Boba Fett, though, would be, if they connected, it would be like one character pops up in another series, which is what they're going to pull that Marvel move.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to make that one, because this one just, it seems kind of like an afterthought. It seems like they were making the Mandalorian like, you know what? We could just mine this for a little bit more.
And sure.
But that's, you know what? Somebody said, I can't believe it, but Tamura's schedule's wide open.
Aquaman 2 doesn't shoot for another 3 years.
But I feel like, there's just there's a nugget in there that's going to do something.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Robert Rodriguez, more of like, you know, historically a film career. Who are the ringers he's going to bring in cast-wise? Are we going to see Banderas? Are we going to see Mickey Rourke?
Trejo's going to be in there.
Trejo's definitely. Danny Trejo was in the Haunted Mansion Muppet special. He's definitely
Trejo, I think Elijah Wood's going to show up.
I was going to say Wood. I think
Elijah Wood's going to show up. Probably as a voice.
Elijah Wood's in some hot water at these moments.
A droid.
Oh, is he?
Because of the NFT?
Yeah.
Right. But I think that seemed like an honest mistake on his part.
Yeah, he didn't seem to do anything.
But also they probably recorded the voice already.
Yeah, he's probably no, but I'm like,
you know, there's
we get
there's
are this, we gonna see Hartnett?
There's a stable. There's a stable of actors that he's worked with multiple times. There's I have not kept up with what like El Rey Network. I'm sure there's like a ton of talent there that you know I'm just not aware of. But it's like I'd love to see
that's cool.
That would be something for me to get excited about, to see a stable of actors that like historically like wouldn't get within, you know, 30 yards of Star Wars.
I can't
suddenly brought
wait
in
to see Quentin Tarantino play a bounty hunter.
That's awesome. I like that. I'm into
will this. Quentin guest direct?
Yeah.
Will he guest direct an episode like he did with CSI? Like he did with the CSI Buried Alive episode.
And ER.
And he guest directed the CSI?
The one where Nikki's buried underground.
I don't even know who those characters are, but alright.
Well, I mean, if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah. Chris, I think you're right, though. You think this is a Baby Yoda scenario. They're not showing us something.
There's
like Baby
something
Yoda.
They're hiding. They're like playing. They're pulling a fast one on us. And also, there's supposed to be a special, right? Coming up in a few weeks, too.
Oh, the special is probably going to be like, here's the history of Boba Fett.
And you know his weapon was first featured in an animated short during the holiday special.
No!
Yeah, it's true. Look it up.
Did you know? Pablo Hidalgo on Twitter was talking about how Luke actually knew Boba Fett before Empire Strikes Back, but they cut it all out. He's in a couple of comic strips with him, had some interactions, and there's actually a scene where he says, you know, about Boba Fett, but they cut it all out.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Like, was he afraid of him, or was it like they were friends?
Afraid of him.
It was
he's like notorious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's on Tatooine, probably, with the Jabba, you know.
Alright, prediction right now. How do we Small think we're going to feel at the end of this series? After it's run its first 8-10 episodes, what? Give me your one-sentence summary how you think you're going to feel about it.
I'm glad we have it. I'll probably think that.
Great. I think
One word.
I think I will probably when we record immediately after either an episode or all the episodes have aired, I think I'll be like, this was great. This is so much better than I thought. Yeah. I had, you know, and largely I think that's both a mix of two things, which is one, this one I do have very low expectations for going in. It's not, I'm not as excited as I am for Ahsoka. I'm not as excited as I am for Obi-Wan. And then the other thing is that the Disney, Marvel, Lucasfilm, they are a machine for like dopamine hits. And it works on me.
Yeah.
Like so inevitably, if you talk to me right after I see something,
oh yeah,
excluding episode 9, I'm going to be like, I'm going to be amped on it. And, and so I think that, I think long term, I think this is going to settle in the lower middle for me. Like, just, I'm just guessing because, like, why would I care about this story?
Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah. Mike?
I'll probably be like, that was completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
I had fun.
That's good. Yeah.
Or you'll say,
are you going to say, make Boba 2 happen?
I will say,
make Boba 2 happen.
Or he'll say, saga saved.
The other thing I could think of would be that my expectations, like, even Bad Batch, I was like, why are we going back here? Why are we visiting these Clone War battle thing? And then that ended up being one of the coolest things ever. So,
who's writing this?
That's a good question. George
Lucas. I think probably Robert Rodriguez is like nephew or something.
Well, I'm sure he's got a writing credit on it. I think he's written everything he's done, hasn't he?
Robert Rodriguez?
Yeah.
When he's not writing, when his kids aren't writing the scripts. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that a serious thing?
Yeah, like his kids like wrote like Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's neat.
It's cool. Like, you know.
Oh, they're definitely going to be in it.
A kid $40 million. No, they'll be in it. Yeah, no, it's cool. Yeah. I imagine that he's probably, it's probably him and Favreau or something. And Filoni probably had some kind of...
Yeah.
And George.
This whole thing.
And Herbert.
And George, of course. Yeah. And Frank Herbert for the inspiration.
Well, we did, I mean, Ludwig Göransson is back. He's going to be doing the actual music for this as well.
Oh, wow.
I feel like they've just locked him in at Disney. Is he doing anything else besides Disney properties at this point?
Why would he? I'm sure he's doing something, but, I mean, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he'll be back for it as well.
But there's a, guys, garbage trucks outside. We're recording in New York City, baby.
It's live.
Carillion freighter.
That's part
of Carillion. Yeah, we're currently on day 3 of the Galactic Star Cruiser.
That's the little
Sam's been kidnapped.
That's the secret we wanted to say.
Did any of you try to book it for me as a nice special surprise?
Well, Mike,
we
now
tried,
that you
Mike.
We couldn't get anything.
I'm so sorry. We tried really hard.
We were all at 5.
I was online. Yep, I was online for hours.
Couldn't get anything.
Daisy.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, Mike.
What are we talking about?
Well, for those of you, Galactic Star Cruiser is available now for reservations. Mm-hmm. Though they probably have sold out for everyone who spent $6,000 for a 2-night stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but, hey.
I was expecting a Christmas present.
If you got it, whoopity-doo. Actually, Mike, here's the thing, is that people were buying tickets, but we honestly thought that we'd be given tickets because we've been covering Star Wars for so long.
Yeah, well, of course.
But now that
we deserve it.
Since we were not given tickets, we will not be covering
My name
Galactic
is Peter,
Star.
Peter Serretta, and I deserve this.
We will not be covering
our coverage
or Collider's coverage of Galactic Star Cruiser. And you know what? People think that I'm butthurt, and you know what I say? I'm a lot butthurt. I'm a lot butthurt about it. So yeah, Mike, they didn't give us free tickets. Yeah. We're bummed about it, considering that we've done so much kind of goodwill for Star Wars. Obviously, yeah.
I mean, I think
you can look
at
their
ambassadors for the brand.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We do have a mutual friend that did book tickets. I'll say their name after there, but maybe we can get them on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait,
and
someone's going before me.
Mike.
Do I know this person?
You may.
Do I know where I steal the tickets from?
Yes, I'll give you their address. But maybe we can get her on the podcast and we could see, get the reactions.
Do you think anyone listening got that Christian Harloff bit?
No.
Did you guys even get it?
I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, YouTube Christian Harloff meltdown. Star Wars, everybody.
Wasn't that Peter Serrano who did it too, though?
No, it was Kristen Harloff.
Oh.
I'm sure Serrano also.
Then I apologize, Peter Serrano.
Wow. No.
You're listening to
making
the pod.
Enemies on the pod.
Serrano was also kind of butthurt about the whole thing.
It's the chairs they sit in.
the butthurt thing I did, if you watch the thing, is like an exact quote.
I've heard all that.
That an adult person who gets paid to do this. We
covered it on the pod. We talked about it.
We, by the way, droid heads, we're not making a dime off of this.
Yeah, they're not.
They keep offering.
Yeah.
Never have, and we never will.
And we never will. Exactly. They keep offering. People keep saying, hey, why don't we give you some money? We say, no, Disney. No, Kathy. Put your checkbook away. We do this for the love of the game.
But I'm telling you, yeah. Listen, folks.
Once you accept
these guys,
money, you can't have an honest opinion.
I'm saying, listen, folks. These guys, they're not making any money off of it. These three people here, they don't make a dime off of this thing. So don't worry
about it. I'll tell you where all my money's coming from.
This is
well,
should we talk about the actual trailer?
Haven't we?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
Right, yeah, there's aliens in it. It's cool. They got those dudes with the curvy heads, the dudes with the lizard heads.
Do you think the spider was
got some Bosch? Is it Bosch? That's Bosch.
It's Bosch, yeah. Titus Welliver's Bosch.
I think that spider actually was CGI.
You think it was CGI?
It felt like the motion was just a little too
small. It looked a little odd, though. I thought it might have been a giant puppet or something.
But I do, like you said, there are times they continue to just be like, we're going to take this thing, and we're going to make this thing, and then we're going to have a feature-length documentary about how we did that thing.
Like Ryan pointed out that it's like a lot of that actually I think is that's a marketing investment.
Sure.
Being able to produce that mini doc and go out and talk about how we're doing it practically,
sure,
we're doing it for real, this is all optical, this is in camera, blah blah blah, and show that is a marketing piece, because when you watch the final product, it's like all these things, even the ones that you have the model in frame,
it's still
covered in CGI,
Also, it's like the classic thing was the Mandalorian ship, right?
That's what. Yeah.
And it's like the way that looked, they could have made it look like that in CGI.
But they also were like, we did that for one shot, and then the rest of the series.
Yeah, no, and it's cool, and like watching those things is fun, and it's cool to see how they used to do it, and it's a great relic. But
and this is what's brilliant. It's like first of all, you excite your filmmakers and you excite your designers, and you get to employ some people who are skilled tradesmen and craftspeople who don't have as many jobs, right?
Yeah.
It's like win across the board creatively.
Sure.
And the marketing team is like, we'll foot the bill for this in the one episode so that we can get all this buzz around how we're doing it.
Are you telling me that I can go and work in marketing for Lucasfilm and do cool stuff like that?
I'm telling you that I applied and did not get
it. All you have to do with the practical models is convince Jon Favreau that he is creating a technology that has existed for 60 years and that he is somehow rescuing it from the depths of hell. And then he gets to play in his basement with Dave Filoni, and then we get a feature.
That Iron Man, though. I love that Iron Man.
How do we convince Jon Favreau that he created this podcast so that he becomes a part of the family a little
bit? I'm getting some coins, man.
It's time to cash the coin, baby.
You got to cash in the coin, baby.
So we see the spider, we see the battle, then we see a table full of Bosch, Amazon's Bosches, right? It's kind of neat. I feel like that went from that was more of a toy character, that's how he kind of got his lore, and now he's like everywhere. Is that a good thing or bad thing? I don't know.
It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's exactly, I was going to say it's exactly what like George Lucas kind of, like what he foresaw and knew, but I actually don't know. I think there is an element of like, the Ouroboros, the snake eating its tail here, where it's like Lucas was a genius when he said, "I'm retaining
the ancillary rights,
the rights to the characters for you know toy licensing rights and everything for toys." So that's he obviously made a ton of money, but he was counting on the idea that I can license everything that's in this film and get a bunch of money.
That didn't work at all.
What's different though is that afterwards he did that, and then those characters now that were largely that existed more largely as toys than as characters in the film, now are the ones that everybody wants to bring into the film and right. give rich character history.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And it's like, what a fascinating, like,
well, it's at the time,
have foreseen that.
At the time, too, when he would do, like, the cantina scenes and there'd just be, like, random creatures, he was kind of, like, mortified. And he was like,
oh, yeah.
this is going to be awful because it's just a bunch of random garbage.
Yeah, it's like the vampire guy.
Because he was like, I want to, yeah, he didn't have the budget
yeah,
to design
so I'm
it.
Sure when he watches this thing, he's like, oh, they're putting
yeah,
those
I
guys
mean,
there,
in. The cantina scene, like, could have read, like, a scene from Plan 9 from Outer Space where, like,
right.
one dude's wearing, like, a knight's costume.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
there's the devil.
The devil one legit always threw me, even as a kid,
yeah.
it did. It, like, took me out of that momentarily.
Yeah, but,
that
you know, scene. Four novels later, all of a sudden, it seems like it was supposed to be there the whole time.
Yeah.
So we see that, and then what do we go into? I can't remember.
Wait, hold on. We don't have to go shot by shot because no one
not?
Even has it up.
Why not?
No one has it up.
He's got it up.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
The reason I asked is because, like, I saw it, but
yeah.
it was too
yeah,
loud for me to hear.
You know, we see an Ithorian, and
yeah.
My bet here is this is our buddy Doc Ondar from Galaxy.
There
his
it is.
Premier moment.
All right. This
that's
is
synergy.
You build out the world more.
This
How
is,
does he get to Batuu from here? I bet you we're gonna find out.
This is
That's
this
true.
Is starting to make.
He's
gonna
hop on
with
something with Hondo.
Oh,
Hondo will knock on his way. But from there, then we just get a little bit of battle time. He's gonna rule with respect.
I like the shields.
Challenge, yeah, those shields are cool. But this is where we talked about Bosk and the other Trandoshans that are there. But they're talking about how Jabba used to rule,
mm-hmm.
and then it gets into I'm gonna rule with the respect.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you spoke with such insolence. To
yeah.
Jabba.
You'd be
you know
part
who,
of the menagerie.
Do
yeah.
you know who I hope we got to see, get to see again, is the Rancor trainer. The Rancor
I hope
trainer.
So, too. I'd like to see him.
If there's anyone who deserves his
yeah.
moment in the sun.
Yeah, come on.
I'd like to see him maybe with, like, a baby Rancor.
Yeah, or something
oh,
like
that.
That
it's be, like, he
yeah.
just loved his Rancor.
I hope
yeah.
we get some Figrin Dan and the modal nodes.
Oh, I could see that.
You That'd know, we great. Are going to get our good old friend, Finnick Shand.
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
Back. Mm-hmm. Mignot went, I hope they give her more to do than just to be like the muscle for Boba Fett. But
sure, but even
cool.
that's like a cool thing.
Even that
cool.
is that has the potential, you know, in the right hands, you know, and if she, you know, if she's able to like do a little more with it, that could be a really cool, yeah, you know, new thing to see.
But I think that's the thing is that there's not really a whole lot to
no.
glean or tear apart in this trailer. If you wanted to go shot by shot, it's like, oh, cool. They use the Lucasfilm logo and they put a Boba Fett finish on the Lucasfilm logo. That's kind of cool. There's a shot of a cityscape of a new city, maybe in Tatooine, that we're not familiar with.
How
That's
big
cool
is
too.
This planet?
But there's not a
Will
whole
we
lot...
finally see Tashi Station?
Well, wouldn't it be
oh my gosh. Yeah, who gets to cash that check?
Right?
Yeah.
We do see the Gamorrean guards, which I'm pleased to see that they're back to their larger forms versus the slimmed down version we saw in The Mandalorian.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Thankfully, they're eating well on Tatooine. some Tusken Raiders, no surprise there. Couple of other creatures from throughout the galaxy, and then we kind of get to that battle at the end with the shields, and there's classic Tamara Morrison doing a little pile driver, and that's about it.
Yeah, he's doing the pile driver. His signature move.
That's
Boba Fett's signature move, the pile driver.
It was always part of the toy.
Yeah.
You would pull up his arms, and that's, you know, it would
yeah.
fly back down.
He'd do the D-Generation X sign.
Are those shields kind of reminiscent of, like, the droid army shields?
They look a little
yeah,
bit
yeah.
like that.
That's cool. That's
yeah.
fun.
They're bringing it back.
And they were with the Trade Federation.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Well, which is now a
And
mob,
that was all...
But now it's like
a
mob. A
puppet of the Palpatine.
Right. But Ooh. Made all these crime families.
Yeah.
So I hope we see Conja Club. The Duquesne boys.
Yeah.
And what's the other
Don't
one?
Don't forget about the Irving boys.
The Irving boys. What's
the Irving boys,
the Duquesne,
Duquesne
club? Yeah, Duquesne.
Brothers?
Duquesne,
Duquesne brothers? Duquesnes?
Just the Duquesne or something.
They just say the boys? Twice?
That's I want to see I want to see the Gunray clan.
Yes.
New
yeah.
yeah.
Yep.
Back.
And what happened?
I don't think they're. I don't think they're going to bring those guys back.
I can't imagine why they
kept it going in Clone Wars though.
Who's?
They did.
It's
they
true.
Did. They
and
did.
Who's gonna be able to cast Jar Jar? Do you think Jar Jar's gonna be in the
Who's
Obi-Wan
gonna?
Series?
And pardon, I don't mean. I'm not trying to gender this. Who's gonna have the cojones to put Jar Jar in
Disney
plush
gonna,
material?
Think
Take Jar Jar.
Be,
out of the jar.
Do you think he's going to be in the Obi-Wan series?
Is he in the last season of Clone Wars?
Maybe.
Is he in the last season of Clone Wars?
Yeah, he's not.
He doesn't play a big... If he's in it, he doesn't play a big
part. I just mean, like, has he already had a Disney Plus appearance?
Mm. Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I'm sure that he's, like...
Show, he is right?
Well, that was just...
Yeah, oh, that went to YouTube.
He went, but he wasn't Jar Jar.
Yeah, he wasn't Jar Jar.
Yeah, that was just on the best.
So...
Well, or he was... Was he playing a character?
Yeah, it was a
Jar Jar. Sam, they're movies.
Sorry, what
are you saying? I'm serious, though. Like, somewhat... I want to see who gets to cash that
check. That's what I'm saying. That's, like, I'm gonna throw a coin down that he's gonna. I'll throw a Favreau coin down that he's on in the Obi-Wan series.
Chris, I'm going in on you with that.
Yeah,
flashback or current?
Current day.
Current day.
Yes.
Yeah, because we know that he's busking.
Yeah.
And then dies alone in shame.
They're not gonna take JJ's.
No, that's not JJ's canon. That's me canon.
The extended universe canon.
The extended universe canon is that he's a street performer who dies in shame.
Didn't JJ have a part of that? Because wasn't that one of the extended universe books, or not extended universe book, but like a new canon book that JJ was like...
No, he always made jokes. All right, I remember, I don't know. I don't know.
JJ's got to learn some manners.
Well, clearly they don't care. They're going to do what JJ says, because they've been...
They're done with JJ.
They are done with it. I just meant, like, they let that movie come out. Yeah, yeah.
But I think JJ's a little Warner Brothers boy now.
I don't know that Ahmed Best would do it.
Oh, interesting.
I think that Ahmed Best is happy to revisit Star Wars. I think he's embraced the history of, like, I played Jar Jar. Sure. The character was, you know, reviled. Now it's kind of had this beloved whatever. You know, the fans like me, everything. I don't think that they could sell him on, like, it again. It'll work this time.
No, they'll just.
I don't think they'll put him in the suit.
They'll pay someone else.
No, but I think if they're getting Hayden Christensen, I'm not saying that he should or he shouldn't. But what I'm saying is, like, they got Hayden Christensen back in the saddle. Yeah. The fans have, like, have outwardly shown support for these people.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, the nice fans. I think they could get Ahmed Best to do a voice.
But
if
they're
like, listen,
him.
We're doing a serious thing here. Like, it's like.
Can you be?
I mean, look, he's not going to turn down a paycheck. Probably, I wouldn't if I were him.
But I mean, he appeared in another Star Wars property.
Oh,
as a Jedi, ostensibly, right?
No, but I understand. But it's like it's not like he's completely like cutting himself off from that like part of his career. So it's like
voiced Jar Jar on the Clone Wars.
I don't know.
Was it him? I'm going to look it up. I don't think it was him, and I don't see it.
It might have been him for a season, but I don't think it was
who's showrunning Obi-Wan? Deborah Chow, right?
Deborah Chow.
So if Deborah Chow, I think...
Well, she's a director. They don't say showrunner. But
gotcha. So she's helming all of the episodes, they said, though, right? So, like, if she went to Ahmed Best and was like, listen, we have, like, a real serious, like, storyline to do here, like, with Jar Jar. I think he'd do it. I mean, like, I don't know the man.
I mean, I don't even know how you do a serious storyline with Jar Jar. Like, you can't...
Well, I mean, he's in Attack of the Clones. He's pretty somber in that.
He's barely in it.
I mean, imagine him walking in the funeral line at the end of Revenge of the Sith and then just have him talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's not going to feel out of place at a funeral.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is, like,
the entire, like, iteration of his language is meant to be funny.
Well, he's been
from the decision that they made, the way they made the film. I'm not saying.
Well, but I it's also implying though that for something to be taken seriously, that it needs to be morose in some way. That what if Obi-Wan goes to see Jar Jar busking?
Yeah, he sees him on the street.
Like, you know, he's like his old friend.
He's like, I recognize you. Wait a second, I know you.
Yeah, and then we have a scene where Misa has fallen on hard times, Master Obi, and then it's like, oh my god.
And then Obi-Wan's probably like, me too.
But then how do you feel about
Misa
Obi-Wan?
Too.
How do you feel about Obi-Wan if he doesn't then save him?
Like, maybe that's an episode.
That should be.
Maybe.
Guys, he did the voice for Clone Wars.
Did he?
For the whole thing?
I mean, I'm not going episode by episode. He's listed on the series from 08 to 2014 as Jar Jar Binks, clan member. Dagoyan Master, Boss Leone, Prisoner Number 2, Jar Jar, different than Jar Jar Binks, evidently, and Defense Minister.
So there you go.
I'm going in with Chris. I think Jar Jar
makes me think that he would be more likely to do it. Because I think when people, where I was coming from is like, I think there's something to be gained from saying, like, making peace with your past and saying, like, hey,
sure,
this is a bad experience. I'm over it. I'm healed. Yeah, I'm whatever. But also, like, that doesn't mean that the person is so okay with it that they're going to go back and do it again and go through it.
And maybe it's not him anymore either.
Discredit
to his acting ability or anything or performance. It's got to be. It's got to be him. He is the character. Okay.
It's going to be him.
He can't recast Han Solo.
You heard it.
But have they made any effort to bring back into the canon something that was as divisive as Jar Jar? Meaning, like, from The Phantom Menace, they really are like, okay, we know people liked Obi-Wan and Ewan, so we'll bring that back. We know people like Hayden, even if there's a lot of people who didn't like Hayden.
Well,
they haven't really taken a risk.
People like Anakin, I don't think there was that. I think
there's a group of people who answer love Hayden.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean,
is there anyone who's? I mean, there's a group of fans that love Jar Jar, so it's like,
I know. I just feel like that's a bigger risk for them to bring back. Like Jar Jar was the thing that people used as that main focal point of this is not good.
I understand. I think though that like, in my hope, I'm hoping that like the Rise of Skywalker was just like the final for those people where it's there are entire generations of people that like Jar Jar is not the thing that they quote as like this is what like where if you were like okay Jar Jar there'd be people that are like what do you mean
why
like was is that a bad do you think that's bad or whatever so it's like I don't know I we've talked about this ad nauseum they need to move forward like with this like group of fans that grew up on these movie the prequels that grew up on the animated series that like love these characters so much. It's like people like I'm legitimately excited to see Hayden come back. That was not like in the grand fandom. That is not like a controversial choice. Although some people of certain age groups were like, "Whoa, I guess we'll see." But it's like for younger fans, that wasn't a controversial choice at all.
No, and I'm not saying that.
That was as exciting to them as saying that Luke Skywalker was coming back.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I'm more so just
I saw a lot of people cry. Luke came back.
I saw a lot of people cry.
You know, a lot of people crying when Hayden comes back.
Oh, I think they're going to set up their YouTube cameras. I think they're going to film their live reactions.
I think he's going to get a chance.
That's a cool thing to do.
I'll tell you what, we haven't seen Hayden as Darth Vader in a lot longer than we hadn't seen Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker. Yeah. I'll say that much.
we saw Mark Hamill
as Luke Skywalker like 3 years ago. Everybody's crying about him coming back.
It wasn't even him. It was CGI.
Wow.
But I'm excited to see what Hayden can do with a little bit better direction.
Yeah.
And hopefully better writing.
I don't think he's a bad actor at all.
Glass was great.
Yeah, I don't think he's a bad actor at all. And I think that he was doing what he was being asked to do in those movies, which was a very stylized kind of acting. That was completely part of an aesthetic that was George's intention.
Are you talking about Little Italy?
Yeah, I'm talking about Little Italy.
I don't think I've ever seen. I've only ever seen him in two movies. I've only ever seen Hayden Christensen give two performances.
You never saw Jumper?
No.
Jumper's good.
No, skip Jumper. Miss Shattered Glass.
I don't believe for a second that Chris thinks Jumper's good. I think Chris just.
Love it. Big Jumper head over here.
Well,
I saw Chris. Chris sent me a text the day he watched Jumper. He had a little selfie bit in there. He's crying.
He's back. Anakin's back.
Fun thing about Jumper, did you know that the whole movie was like a reshoot?
I have heard.
And it really does look. The whole movie was shot as the kids.
Oh, really?
Like the kids at the beginning. Yeah. And then the studio was like, this doesn't work. And then they were like, oh, I guess we should do like a. That should just be a flashback. And then they reshot the whole movie with Hayden Christensen and Rachel Bilson.
Yeah. It's wild.
Crazy.
Big fan.
Horrible movie.
Well, I gotta watch it.
It's crazy. It's like 80 minutes, too. It's one of those movies where you're like, is this a movie? And it's over.
It's
like
a Bud Light of movies. Yeah,
it's like watching a TV show. I remember I watched it for free on one of those pay-per-view scramble channels. But... Yeah.
Chris, I think you might have been watching Humper.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Oh boy.
All three of us just reacted.
Wait a second.
We're all watching Jumper on TNT. Chris is scrambling channels to watch Humper at his house.
Wait a second.
Well, you know, one of those scrambling
shows. I do think we know what's on the docket for tonight. One of those two films.
There
we
go. I'm flipping between channel 58 and 60 to see if I can get some scrambled frames of Jumper.
Hey, it was the 90s.
Was it?
I don't know what to happen.
2008.
It was 2008. 2008. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You are right.
I think that's going to do it on that note. Guys, what a pleasure to be doing the pod back in person.
Always a pleasure.
I think, you know, we've talked a big game about a lot of things coming on the pod, and I think we'll just walk that back and say, we'll see you when you see you here on
the
pod.
Yeah, I do want to get to just my thoughts on the last few chapters of the book. Are,
sorry, it's getting late.
Cops are here. They heard my illegal cable scam.
Well, that will do it for the Droids You're Looking For a Star Wars podcast. I do think, you know, as we get to Book of Boba Fett, I want to do weekly episodes on Book of Boba Fett. That's going to be worth it. We'll be in weekly.
Have we not been doing weekly episodes?
And you know what? I like it because it's a book you don't have to read. They're probably pulling a fast one on us there.
So that you're saying we won't have five chapters left.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Well, I did some reading over the holiday break.
All right, that is going to do it. Thank you for listening to the Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. We'll catch you next week. What they
throw. Annie, I'm back, and Obi-Wan.
Misa buskin on the street?
You boys want to go down to Mos Eisley Spaceport?